It works just like the severe weather bulletins already on radio and TV, but Amber Alerts broadcast a child abduction and give victim and suspect descriptions. It's designed to get the public's help in the search. Madison Police Lieutenant Mary Schoff says the city already has a system and welcomes one statewide.
It would give us a far-reaching impact a lot sooner, and that's really what you need. You need the help of the community in a crime like that.
The alert system is named after a 9-year-old girl kidnapped and killed in Texas 6 years ago. Still, that state has Amber Alerts in only select cities. And when a 1-month-old baby was abducted in Abilene, Texas, last week, a new statewide system was not yet operational. The manager of KEAN-FM in Abilene wished it had been, because he alone declared the alert.
So we made the decision to, nervously, but fire off the Amber Alert and spread the message that the child had been abducted.
James Cameron's decision was right. The baby was found because of his activating the Amber Alert. But he looks forward to the day someone else makes the call statewide.
For Texas will be great. You will have the same thing with Wisconsin. With a unified system, all the questions are taken out. It'll be very easy to implement for the broadcast stations and for the agency responsible for disseminating the information.
There are limited concerns about the Amber Alert being overused or mistakenly used, say, on runaways. Lieutenant Shaw.
That is one of the concerns that has to be addressed right away when the system is set up, or what the appropriate uses are.
Wisconsin's system got approval this week when the state granted the Justice Department $65,000 for equipment and setup. Randy Romanski is with the department.
Statistics have shown that 44% of children who were abducted and murdered by a stranger were dead within 1 hour, which shows how vitally important it is to have this information out to law enforcement and to the public as quickly as possible to help try to find an abducted child.
So far, 15 states have the Amber Alert systems. They are credited with recovering at least 22 children nationwide. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.